This goes to Brianne, B-R-I-A-N-N-E, Draper, D-R-A-P-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-817-4601. Regarding Charlene, S-H-A-R-L-E-E-N, Eargood, E-A-R-E-G-O-O-D, date of birth 4-2-1943. Dear Ms. Draper, this is a consultation for Mrs. Eargood, an 82-year-old female who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels at age at stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease level. In reviewing the creatinine levels, starting October 21st, 2021, creatinine 1.1, GFR 48. 6/13/22, creatinine 1.1, GFR 48. 10/20/22, creatinine 1.2, GFR 43. October 30th, 23, creatinine 1.34 and GFR 40. May 1st, 24, creatinine 1.23, GFR 44. 12/10/24, creatinine 1.23, GFR 44. 3/27/25, creatinine 1.16, GFR 47. 9/16/25, creatinine 1.31, GFR 41. So the levels do fluctuate, but they stay in the stage 3B chronic kidney disease range. She has no current symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease. Her biggest complaint is her low back pain. That is chronic, and she does have a specialist in Saginaw at the pain clinic, and she'll be getting another rhizotomy of those painful nerves soon. Currently, she denies dizziness or headaches, no recent falls. She does ambulate with a cane for stability. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have some reflux esophagitis that is stable, and a history of gastritis, most recently diagnosed by EGD. She has had recurrent diarrhea, and that actually got better after her most recent colonoscopy, which was done this year. And no peripheral edema, but she does have severe neuropathy of feet and legs and restless leg syndrome. Past medical history is significant for degenerative arthritis, hypothyroidism, Sjogren's syndrome, allergic rhinitis, peripheral neuropathy of the lower extremities, gastroesophageal reflux disease, restless leg syndrome, recurrent diarrhea, osteoporosis, and chronic low back pain. Past surgical history, she's had a lumbar fusion surgery, colonoscopies, most recently done 2025, bilateral total knee replacements. She had total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salpink oophorectomy 1998, cholecystectomy, bilateral cataract surgery with lens implants, and EGD 2025. Social history, she is a former smoker. She smoked up to a half a pack a day, but quit smoking many, many years ago. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, lymphoma, and asthma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to iodine, aspirin, penicillin, codeine, sulfa, and adhesive tape. Medications, Wellbutrin SR, 150 milligram daily. Trazodone is 50 milligram at bedtime. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Celebrex, 100 milligram twice a day for the last 2 years. Before that, she was taking ibuprofen for many, many years every day. But that was irritating her stomach, so then she was switched to Celebrex. Pilocarpine is 5 milligram twice a day. Xanaflex, 2 milligram as needed for muscle spasms in the low back. Loperamide, 2 milligram daily if needed for diarrhea, that is PRN. Metamucil is used PRN, diarrhea. Fosamax, 70 milligram weekly for osteoporosis. Plaquenil, 200 milligram twice a day for Sjogren's syndrome. Lexapro 5 milligram at bedtime, Claritin 10 milligram daily, Tylenol 500 milligram every 8 hours as needed for breakthrough pain, vitamin D3 as one daily. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, height 64 inches, weight 160 pounds, pulse was 72. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 90/56. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula and absent tonsils. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Decreased sensation, feet and ankles bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/16 of 25. Her hemoglobin is 11.7, normal white count, platelets 200,000, ferritin level is 291. Iron saturation 34%, iron is 82, creatinine 1.31, and the GFR is 41, sodium 136, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 21, albumin is 4.1, liver enzymes are normal. And we do have a CAT scan of abdomen and pelvis without contrast done April 17th, 2023. She did have trauma from a fall at that time. And the kidneys were both normal in size. There was no hydronephrosis. The urinary bladder appeared unremarkable. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with creatinine levels in that range from October of 2022 forward. And stage 3A prior to that in 21 and 22. Without current symptoms. This could be secondary to Sjogren syndrome. We would like to schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA. The CAT scan is was done too long ago, so we would like to check for post-void residual and check the size of her kidneys currently. She's going to repeat all labs now, including a urinalysis and a protein to creatinine ratio, as well as intact parathyroid hormone. And then every 3 months thereafter, she will stop the Celebrex and she will avoid all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs now. The chronic kidney disease could be secondary to long-term use of the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She will use Tylenol for pain instead. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.